This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leticia C. Macias. Date of birth, January the 2nd, 1961. Case ID number is 534-3000. Date of exam, February the 13th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Donna Family Health Clinic. And dated 12/6/2021 and Trenton Medical Imaging Center, dated 1/21/2020. Identifying information, this is a 63-year-old married female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, lumbar sacral back problems, hypercholesterolemia, osteoarthritis, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she was a hairstylist for 17 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband who is working. She is receiving Social Security benefits at this time, but she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, lumbar sacral back problems. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, osteoarthritis. And number six, hypothyroidism. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2010, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. She has had problems with nephropathy and diabetic neuropathy of her arms. The claimant was hospitalized in September of 2019 for 1 week for going into renal failure. She was started on dialysis but recovered and is presently not on dialysis at this time. She checks her blood glucose 3 times per day and states it usually comes out between 70 to 205 milligrams / DL. It was 150 milligrams / DL today. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.4%. She is presently taking Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, Lantus 40 units sub-Q QHS, Victoza 1.8 milligrams QD, and Metformin 500 milligrams ER, 2 tablets BID. Her blood glucose levels appear to be well controlled. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, but did have some blurred vision and temporal frontal headaches as well that she had been having for 3 months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does have nephropathy. She does not know what her last creatinine level was. Her blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 85 mmHg. She is presently on olmesartan 40 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her blood pressure reading. Allegation number three, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2020, she was drying someone's hair at work when she felt a very sharp pain in her lumbar sacral back area. She states that the pain radiates down both legs. No surgeries were performed. An MRI was performed on January the 21st, 2020, which revealed that she had a L3, L4, 2 millimeter bulging disc, an L4, L5, 2 millimeter bulging disc, and an L5/1 herniated disc of 3 millimeters. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and doing housework. Her physician is Dr. Monica Javier, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy for her lumbar sacral back pain. She is presently taking Aleve 220 milligrams QID, PRN is needed for pain, which the claimant was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back pain secondary to 2 bulging discs and a small herniated disc at the L5S1 area. She is taking a leave, which does give her some relief. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with borderline high hypercholesterolemia. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or peripheral vascular disease. She is presently on rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD and fish oil QID. Her last lipid panel appeared to be borderline high, but the claimant is still taking the same dose of medication. Allegation number 5. Osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to develop osteoarthritis of her hand. She is a stylish person that works on people's hair constantly and has developed overuse syndrome of both hands. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. No x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Monica Javier. She is presently on Aleve 220 milligrams QID, which does give her relief. Her physical activity includes watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and cleaning around the house. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 6, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2023, she was diagnosed with mild hypothyroidism. She was started on medication, which made her feel sick and gave her severe headaches. Her last levels were mildly elevated, and her medication was discontinued, and she is being monitored closely, but appears to be stable at this time without medication. Family history. The father died at the age of 82 from a motor vehicle accident. He had hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and hypercholesterolemia. The mother died at the age of 73 from renal failure and diabetes mellitus. Medications, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD, fish oil, BID, olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide 40 milligrams/2.5 milligrams QD, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, cetirizine 10 milligrams QD, Lantus 40 units QHS, Victoza 1.8 milligrams QD, Aleve 220 milligrams QID, and Metformin 500 milligrams ER, 2 tablets BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of renal failure with ICU hospitalization for renal shutdown, obesity, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with small herniated disc at the L5-S1 area of 3 millimeters, history of ectopic pregnancy in her 30s, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases, physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 179 pounds, height 5 feet, 3 1/4 inches tall, BP 130 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 32. General, this is a 63-year-old female who presented to my office for a disability examination, who appeared to be her stated age and in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or other mass was appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or severe cyanosis was noted. However, the claimant does appear to have some mild peripheral vascular disease of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2/12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal, mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine indexers finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the thoracic spine, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction. of the lumbar sacral back area, where she does have some bulging disc and one herniated disc measuring 3 millimeters of the L5-S1 area. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to diabetes mellitus with possible nephropathy / chronic kidney disease being observed closely. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus - being treated at this time, hemoglobin A1C was 7.4%, indicating the claimant is fairly well controlled. Allegation number two, hypertension. Blood pressure was 130/85 mmHg, which is normal. The claimant appears to be well controlled with her medications at this time. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain with 2 bulging discs and 1 herniated disc. Normal physical exam at this time. Number four, hypercholesterolemia being treated at this time. The claimant states that although she is taking medication, she still appears to be borderline high. Number five, osteoarthritis. Being treated at this time, fairly normal exam with a grip strength of +5/5. Number six, hypothyroidism, borderline low, not being treated at this time, secondary to severe side effect to medication, but her condition appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leticia C. Macias.